1966.
On Perspective tonight, we want to lead off the whole thing by talking to some wild characters called the Grateful Dead. And I should have had you guys on before because you're one of the popular groups around the area. And I've had other groups, and I said, okay, who's sounding good? And they say the Grateful Dead, and I just finally got around to getting you on the show. Around the table we'll go, meet first Pigpen. What a horrible name.
Not my fault, Jerry gave it to me.
What's your real name?
Ron.
Ron. Well, your fan club yesterday or something was telling me you're 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You look like 38. What happened? I know.
couldn't tell you.
Jerry Garcia. Jerry was on a previous show with us when Ken Kesey was down. And Jerry's name is mentioned quite often when we talk about guitar pickers. Many times on the
guitar
show.
Guitar pickers.
Yeah, we've talked about guitar and who's doing this well and that well. And somebody always mentions Jerry Garcia. It's good to have you back on the show.
Thanks.
A wild shirt on today. Bob, what's the real name? I didn't catch Bill. First of all, Bill. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Bill Kreutzmann's real name.
Kreutzmann.
And just too long to pronounce.
Your instrument is?
Drums.
Drums. Okay. And Bob?
And I'm the rhythm guitarist.
Are you the spokesman for the group? Or the? You threw something like an 18-syllable word out a while ago here. Knocked the whole the thing dead. Is he the mouthpiece?
No, that was a long mumble.
Oh, is that what it was? And there's one member, better give him credit.
Phil Lesh, who's the bass player, yeah. Who's off on an errand or something, somewhere.
And, well, off on an errand is kind, yeah. But the Grateful Dead, playing almost every weekend somewhere or other around San Francisco. Things have been going pretty good for you, right?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
Real good.
Remarkably good.
I've had a chance to catch you a couple, three times at the Fillmore. A lot of good blues. And one thing I know about the Dead, it seems like the instruments, everything is always right together. There's never any sloppiness. Bing, bang, you know. The guitars are always, everybody hits at the right time. Is that what it is?
It's pure coincidence. Yeah, all of us have a sense of time that's funny at best. But somehow, after being together for a year, we've learned to keep it the same.
Just kind funny together. Okay, where did the name Grateful Dead come from, and how did the group get organized?
Put it down to me. Okay, we were trying to think of a name for the band. Our name was originally the Warlocks, just the Warlocks. But first it was, anyway, the Warlocks was our name. We discovered that there was a band back east or something like that recording under that name. We decided, oh no, we can't have that. We can't be confused with somebody else. So we were trying to think up names, and for about two or three weeks we went on the usual thing of like coming up with thousands and thousands of very funny names, but none of which you could use. Like Hyminy and the Vivisectionist.
Yeah, you're not reality sandwich. It's a wild thing, the names of groups. Somebody just came up with the Grateful Dead and it sounded right.
Well, no, we didn't come up with it. Well, here's what happened. We were standing around in utter desperation at Phil's house in Palo Alto. And there was a huge Webster New World Dictionary, I believe. Big, you know, big monolithic thing. And I just opened it up. And there in huge black letters was the Grateful Dead. And it was just so...
prophesied out of the book,
canceled my mind out, kind of, and I thought, well, you know, so we decided to have it, but it was funny, because, like, we didn't really like it too much at first, and we thought it kind of made us shudder, and, you know, we were worried that, nobody's going to go for it, it's too weird, and whatever, and, but finally, enough people called us that, and we call ourselves that enough times that that's who we are by now.
About a year you've been together, then?
A year and a half. About a year and a half.
Bill, how'd the group get together? What were all of you doing?
We were working separately, other jobs, musicians, other bands.
Yeah, Jeremy and Pig were in a jug band.
Right.
Mother McCree's Uptown Jug Champions.
We had a different bass player at one time who brought us all together, knew all of us. We didn't really know each other necessarily. And put us all together.
And then he canceled the scene. Huh?
Yeah, he couldn't play six nights a week at the clubs and things. Yeah. So we found another bass player.
How often do you have to rehearse, or do you rehearse?
We try to rehearse every day, and we put in about 6 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's because it's the only thing that we do, really.
Yeah.
We try and do it as good as we can, and put as much time as we can in on it. But because we're all human beings and we're all friends, we can't make it work. You know, I mean, we can't be, we can't say, okay, this is punch in and let's play and then punch out. Mm-hmm. It's like we get together and sometimes we might not play at all. We might just sit around talking for an hour or so and telling jokes or something. And then play a little and get some ideas, and it kind of works like that.
Pigpen, you play sitting down all the time or many times?
Not anymore.
Let me bury this.
I canceled out my question. I was gonna. All right. Why did you?
It was easier to play that way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just a straight guitar, though. I mean, just you like sitting down and doing it.
Not anymore.
I thought maybe you were an Arthur Lyman reject or something with the old Hawaiian guitar.
Well, he plays the organ and harmonica. He's not one of the guitar players. He.
Thanks for straightening it out.
Okay. Don't mention it any time. And the thing about the organ is that you have a foot pedal, you know, and it's more comfortable for Pigpen to sit down and work the foot pedal. But after a few sessions of
long sticks,
we finally convinced him.
And I threw my seat away.
Yeah, I hear there's something called the Pigpen T-shirt.
Yeah.
Does that mean you've arrived? You're a star now?
Well, it's their fault over there, sitting down.
There is the fan club sitting down in the other part of the room.
Yeah.
I'll have to get a hold of one of them. Are they in production right now? Or?
The people.
Oh, you did. They brought one today. Is that for me?
That's for you.
It's for us.
Oh, is that lovely? Yes, it is you. I remember the picture now in one of the posters that I think Family Dog did. Didn't he use the same picture? Or somebody?
Who knows?
I don't know. There's so many posters. They're lovely things, too. I'm doing a wall in them right now. Hey, thank you. I'll wear that to, I'll figure out somewhere to wear that.
Wear it anyway.